Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, July the 12th, and going through Sunday, July 18th. And this is a week to assimilate a lot of changes and shifts. You know, we're out of the retrograde degrees of Mercury, but Mercury has popped on into Cancer, and that's a different kind of a feeling. Again, for the mind. And our first day of really experiencing it is Monday. And that is a very sentimental mind that can also be daydreaming a lot, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, not really entirely focused on the present moment. So don't think Mercury's retrograde again. It's just off in that water sign there. And very sensitive also, you know. Be careful. There may be some things you're saying that are being taken the wrong way. But on Monday morning, we've got the moon in Leo in conjunction to Venus in Leo until 7:14 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. Very affectionate and romantic energy. Also early morning, but if you're having discussions about the kids, this is a good time to have them. And, you know, getting started on a creative project. But shortly after, the moon will join Mars in Leo, 8:29 a.m. Now, sometimes this could be very passionate romance, or, you know, like dancing the tango instead of a waltz, but it could also be anger. Whenever the moon is with Mars like this, the intensification of the feelings, and this would be loyalty, please, and attention on me. Where's the spotlight? It seems to have moved. So that's until 8:29 a.m. And while the moon is void, of course, for the rest of Monday, that new Mercury energy in Cancer will trine retrograde Jupiter in Pisces at 3:45 p.m. exact. And this is a time when we really may be waxing into the enjoyment of that sentimentality or visions for our future. And some of the messages that we've received, psychic messages, may be coming back in to have us look at our thoughts about home, family, nurturing, and the ever important issue of emotional security. It's not just physical security with Cancer, it's emotional security. Am I safe? On Tuesday, Moon enters Virgo at 4:30 a.m. and immediately opposes retrograde Jupiter in Pisces until 7 a.m. So in the Eastern time zone, we're waking up with a bit of a quandary between our needs to get some things done so we can be on our way or whatever, and this desire to just stay in dreamland and not focus on anything too intensely. Mercury gets a boost from the sextile to Mercury in Cancer. That was Moon in Virgo, rather, at 9:05 a.m. And yes, this is you're getting some cooperation about people, or you're making some plans, doing your lists. Maybe you need to go shopping for things for the house or stuff like that. Food, clothing, and shelter, I should say. I keep forgetting that clothing part lately when I'm talking about Cancer, but that's a need of the individual as well. So you may be looking at stuff like that too. But this day, Tuesday, July 13th, is the big day where Venus in Leo catches up with Mars in Leo, exact, at 9:33 a.m. So here you've got this, real strong potential for romantic encounter, but also this is a time when you could take some action on investment. That's one of the financial realms of Leo is how do I increase my kingdom? How do I increase my wealth? And investment is often what's suggested. This is also a powerful time for creative pursuits. And even, you know, for those who are in the sports mode, this is a good time to be engaged in a sport, like early morning tennis or running or something like that. Meanwhile, the moon in Virgo is going towards a trine, and it's going to be the one with Uranus in Taurus until 6:25 a.m. on Wednesday. So now you're getting things done, definitely making progress in that, and also having some new ideas and new methods and new ways of creating finance or stability is the Taurus thing. And maybe diet as well. Health is also Virgo. And looking at maybe some new ways of approaching health, also with the Uranian quality, which could be energy work or electronics somehow or other. As we move on and during the day, Moon in Virgo sextile Sun in Cancer until 9:46 p.m., making this a very positive daytime energy and into the early late night for all of us, because this is again now the Sun and Moon interacting well. So this is a whole day's worth of being able to present ideas, particularly to an authority figure. They'll have a need for their own feelings of emotional security, and they will appreciate that orderly, you know, energy, perfection, stabilizing energy of the moon in Virgo. So that's pretty nice for relationship too. But, of course, moon in Virgo is going to have to do that opposition to retrograde Neptune in Pisces, which will come in after this sextile to the sun is over at 9:46 p.m. And that is exact, the opposition to Neptune, at 10:17 p.m. So you've got a little bit of time where all that orderliness and understanding and certainty goes out the window, but it's not a very long time. You know, it's just maybe almost a half hour there, or a little bit over a half hour. We have the moon ending up with her trine to retrograde Pluto, and that will be over on Thursday morning at 2:46 a.m. And so you get back into reviewing the ways we're going to change things to make them better. And so that's positive energy for Moon in Virgo. Unfortunately, it's a void of course Moon. That Sun trine Neptune doesn't get to be included in the forward motion of plans, but it is a very psychic energy that's coming in. You may be getting some good messages in dreamland, 4:49 a.m. for the Sun in Cancer trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces. We wake up with a void of course moon in Virgo, which is great for getting your bills paid and all of these things that need to be done in the mundane task realm, filing, things like that. Laundries, also helpful. But at 10:32 a.m., the moon enters Libra, and that's going towards a square to Mercury in Cancer. And one other object in the sky, the centaur, the famous centaur Chiron, goes retrograde on Thursday the 15th at 12:41 p.m., and that's while Libra moon is going square Mercury in Cancer. So I haven't spoken a lot about Chiron lately. Chiron's in Aries, and Chiron is known as the wounded healer, and it is also a great teacher, though. All the centaurs have a lot to teach us about the ego and the things that we hold on to that could be transformed. But Chiron in Aries is looking at wounds through having our individuality smothered, or not being able to express this, not being able to do things as quickly as we want to, also using the Aries energy the wrong way, which is, you know, anger and aggression, war and all of that. The healer energy would be looking to uplift the Aries energy into the realm of courage and right leadership and, you know, being an inventor and being able to express the self without being selfish, all right? So this is a time when the Chiron energy retrogrades, so we can go back over anything that we may relate to in that description and see how we can improve it or deal with the karma of what has happened already. And on this day, Moon in Libra is squaring that very sensitive Mercury. So we may start looking at how, it's an interesting thing. These signs are not totally compatible, even though they're both very relationship-oriented. Moon in Libra is doing that from the intellectual realm, wanting to dialogue with others and explore different points of view. And it's that energy that wants to make choices about things but has a hard time choosing between one thing and another. Mercury, again, very sentimental and sensitive in Cancer, is kind of, you know, wanting to be taken care of in that realm of the mind. It doesn't want to be having to explore too many different ideas or being in an argument. Libra doesn't like to fight. It is the opposite of Aries, the opposite of the aggressive energy, and wants partnership and harmony, but it will argue points. And so with the Chiron going retrograde while this is happening, we may have some wounded people around if we are insisting on those dialogues on Thursday the 15th. We could let them go for a better time. And a better time comes after 10:09 p.m. when Moon in Libra gets to trine retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 6:33 a.m. on Friday. And this is a time when it is great to discuss and review plans and goals and the structures and the timing and the methods for things that you want to do in the future or in a group you're involved in or in dealings with friends. On Friday, Moon in Libra has a very nice experience in a sextile to Mars in Leo, which is a whole day's worth, and is going to complete at 1:04 a.m. on Saturday. And this is playful, romantic, very creative. Friday evening is a great night to be out on the town, you know, especially mainly with Libra, doing something that is artistically entertaining. Mars and Leo like sports too. And, you know, Moon and Libra isn't against it, but it's like, not the realm. It's more the arts with Libra. And it's also a good night for romantic date night, dinner, stuff like that, dancing and this and that. Overnight, we get Moon and Libra's sextile to Venus and Leo, which is, on the West Coast, you get to have some of that before bed, and the rest of the East Coast people are going to probably be having it in dreams, but it is also very romantic and affectionate. And, you know, maybe some decisions are being made around that energy for relationships. But at 6:11 a.m. on Saturday, Moon in Libra squares the Sun in Cancer. And that is when the relationship energies are not working as well, because the instinctive reactions of Libra, which again is to balance and make some sort of a commitment into partnership, is at odds with the sensitivity of the Sun, which wants to express the self and just be taken care of in a way by someone. But this square also brings us to the second quarter phase of the moon. We've had the new moon in Cancer, and now we're coming to the halfway point between the new moon and the full moon. And so this is a time when the second quarter is, you know, we've been planting our seeds and looking at where we want to plant our seeds and what we probably want to do in that whole first quarter, which we were in as the week began. But now we're having to do something about this stuff. Like if it was literal plants, you'd be fertilizing or trimming or doing something to make them, enhance them, help them grow into what you want and to harvest. And so this is true for all other things, different plans we want to make. Although early morning Saturday is not a good time to move forward because of the square to the sun itself, is that the authority is not in alignment at 6:11 a.m. Eastern time. But then the moon squares retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 7:03 a.m. So, you know, you're going to have to wait a while. Moon in Libra is void, of course, until the moon enters Scorpio at 2:38 p.m. So you can get along with certain things under the, you know, immediate things under the void, of course, Libra moon. Moon in Scorpio goes into trine, retrograde Jupiter in Pisces until 4:23 p.m. So that's a pretty uplifted afternoon energy. And it's also very psychic and very spiritual if you happen to be engaged in those kinds of things, and also favors being out in nature where a water, you know, experience can be had in some way. As the moon goes trine Mercury in Cancer until 9:13 a.m. on Sunday, we also have an extended energy that can be very psychic. Also, the moon in Scorpio is providing some good, solid understandings and some ways of management and commitment that can be very supportive to this Mercury in Cancer energy. But during the evening on Saturday, while that's coming in, the sun is opposing Pluto, and that's until 6:46 p.m. So that is coming in for the day, really, making a little bit of edginess and some kind of conflict and difference of opinion. Someone who's very, again, focused on home and family and security and nurturing, dealing with someone who is just thinking about outer world status, what is going to keep them in the command seat. And so it's after 6:46 p.m. on Saturday that this moon trine Cancer can begin to come in and be felt, and until 9:13 a.m. on Sunday. So that'll be a better energy. Those trines to Neptune, squares and oppositions to Pluto, are the energies that were in the new moon coming out. You know, if you heard my new moon in Cancer forecast, you know that there were only two approaching aspects that were going on with that new moon, and that was the trine to Neptune first, and then the opposition to Pluto. Of course, the moon moves faster than the sun, so the moon has already done it before the sun gets to it. And the sun just got to it on Saturday, finished up at 6:46 p.m. So, we get up on Sunday with that nice trine, and then moon in Scorpio must square retrograde Saturn in Aquarius, 9:45 a.m. So somebody's in the obstacle mode. Somebody's saying no, and Scorpio likes to be in control. So this is very frustrating energy for moon in Scorpio, definitely. And then till 3 o'clock, we have Scorpio moon going into the opposition to Uranus and Taurus. So again, moon in Scorpio is not getting a lot of satisfaction because this is now a financial issue. First it was plans and things about the future and groups and friends, but now it's literal values. and finance, and somebody wants to look at shared stuff and what we do with it, and somebody else is like, look, this is my stuff, and I'm going to change some stuff about how I'm working with that, but this has nothing to do with you. So it's kind of like, yeah, not so good until 3 o'clock is over. There may be some unpleasant surprise or change of plan. But after 3 p.m. on Sunday, Moon in Scorpio goes into the trine to retrograde Neptune. Again, highly psychic, very spiritual, very creative, a great time for music and movement, and again, water sports, water, you know, swimming and being around lakes, waterfalls, this and that. That will be over at 5:33 a.m. on Monday the 19th. And so that is the story for this week. Next week, we have three things to focus on other than the aspects for the second quarter and moving into the third quarter of the lunar phase. Venus will leave Leo and enter Virgo. The Sun will leave Cancer and enter Leo. And we will have the full moon on Friday evening, late evening. You'll be able to see a nice exact full moon, a lot of us here in the U.S., because it's 10:37 p.m., so that is after dark, and it will be like absolute full moon. I've seen a lot of people taking photos on Facebook, and I take photos also of what the gibbous moon, the waxing gibbous moon, which in a photograph looks completely full. But the actual fullness comes at 10:37 p.m. on Friday the 23rd, and it is a full moon in Aquarius. Very different energy, shifting away from the Cancer vibration. So we are leaving Cancer vibration. Well, we've got Mercury there, though, so it's not gone for good, but it is shifting out and getting ready for a whole different feeling from the Sun itself as it moves further south on the horizon. Okay, well, I am going to say that's a wrap. Wish you good luck, and I'll say goodbye for now.